Hello and welcome to another Here at Home session. My name is Byron Gonzalez and I'm the host of Bilingual Sounds right here on the Independence 88.5 FM, coming at you every Wednesday at 9 p.m. And today is very special because I have the opportunity, o mejor dicho, el gran privilegio de hablar con the iconic, the widely celebrated multi-Grammy and Latin Grammy Award winner, singer, songwriter, guitarist, La Gran Música Mexicana, Natalia Laforcade. How are you?
Thank you. That's a beautiful, como una beautiful presentation of myself. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy to hear that. I worked hard on that and I'm hard into it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I am fine. I am very happy, very grateful. Fortunate to be here at home in Veracruz. So yeah, very happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're able to stay in your birthplace during this crazy time.
I know. It's been a crazy time and I am very blessed because since all this has been happening, like I arrived to my house and then all this crazy thing just came out. And so I am able to stay home. I was preparing myself to stay home for a while. So it's been a year, more than a year. And we're very happy and very blessed and grateful working from the house. It's been just the same as so many people.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I've spoken to a couple artists that, you know, they get stuck in somewhere else while they were on tour or promoting. And, that sucks.
Crazy, right? Sí, una locura.
De verdad, de verdad. And me alegro que has estado a salvo y en casa. Pero, ¿qué has sido con tu tiempo con esta... with so much extra time on your hands now? You know, typically you release your album, you go on tour. Have you found any new hobbies?
I don't stop. No paro. No, eso de extra tiempo es como imposible en mi vida, por lo que veo. Como que, pues primero... El año pasado liberamos el volumen 1 de Un Canto por México. We released the volume 1, the first volume of Un Canto por México. So it's been incredible to work with this project and to see how people are receiving this music. And right now we're working really hard with the second volume, so which is going to come out soon on May. So it's been a time of a lot of work here.
Oh, wow.
Like many different projects. I am, this is professional and personal, but I am building my own studio at home, so it's been a huge project as well for me, and it's a dream that is coming true through the months. I can see every day how is this happening, and it's a thing that I wanted to do my whole life since I was 14 years, a place where I can work my music and it's close to me and it's at home. So I am very, very excited about this and hoping that soon I can work my next album and new music in this place.
That's very beautiful. It's un proyecto del amor. And that's so awesome to hear.
And you know what is amazing about it is that, I am able to do this thanks to people that come to my shows. That's the bridge. So
it really is.
All the people coming to my shows, listening to my music, supporting me, and me saying okay, now I'm gonna build my own studio at home, keep working on music. It's just It's really like a gift. They were actually this morning putting the roof of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this morning at 6 a.m. we were like having a circle with the con los trabajadores, with the people working on the construction, and so I'm just like very, very happy to have this opportunity to be at home and yeah, waiting for a better moment to travel and to again like share my music. But in the meantime, it's beautiful things are happening, so very grateful.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised, or not surprised, but really happy that your album got so much recognition, especially because you released your album on May 8th. You know, that's 2 months into the pandemic, which is another like layer on top of you promoting it. What was like one thing that really surprised you about releasing an album during a pandemic?
Well, we were at that moment, we were, me and my teamwork and my work team, we were trying to see if it was a good idea to release it or to wait. But then we said, like, this is such a special piece of music, you know, it's so magic and it has so much to tell to so many people. So we thought it's gonna be great that they can have this music. It will make them happy. It will help them feel like, you know, when I listen to Un Canto por México, it happens to me that I feel like I am traveling. I close my eyes and I see colors. I see landscapes. I see different places from Mexico and from the world as well, because it has different influences that come also from different places from the world. So it just makes me feel free, you know? So I thought that I wanted people to feel that way. I was hoping that they will feel that way when they will hear to this music, right? So, yeah, so we said, okay, like, I guess we're not going to have any traveling. We're not going to have any tour or any show, but people are going to be able to listen to this music that we made with so much love. And one day we might be able to share this music live, just the way it's every time with every album that you put out. Right. So
yeah, and you did a good job of that with your music videos for Mi Religión, which even added another layer of feeling outside in the world when you can't be outside.
Yeah, no, and you know what? We filmed that video 2 weeks before they said nobody can go out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We didn't know that was going to happen here in Mexico. We didn't know it was coming like real. And yeah, we filmed the video and we went out to the street and we were having this amazing party with so many people. And then it was the end. It was like, okay, no more. So
¿Puedes decir cuál fue cómo vino la idea de hacer estas sesiones en diferentes lugares en Guanajuato?
Pues realmente lo que queríamos, we really wanted to show how beautiful is Guanajuato and also San Miguel de Allende, right? We wanted to show those little things and parts about Mexico that happen in these places. And also, I wanted to honor the musicians that play music like all the time. Like they could have concerts, formal concerts, but they also go to the streets and they play on the street. So I wanted to honor that about Mexico, because we have a lot of that. We have many musicians that go every day and play on the streets, and it's a way of living, you know. It's and they, yeah, so you will hear the music in Mexico, like in every street, if you go out. So I wanted to put that into a video, you know. I wanted to catch that vibe and that, yeah, esa alegría, esa vida y esa esencia, ¿no? Que es tan de México, which is so much about Mexico.
Yeah, and you can listen to that when in one of your sessions that you singled out with you on a guitar and just a trumpet player, when you would get quiet, you could hear the music in the background.
Yeah, you see that? That's something. No, porque, yeah, especialmente Guanajuato, it's a place where there's a lot of musicians, many musicians on the street. And I find that amazing. And because I believe in music, right? Pues yo amo la música. I believe in its power. I think that it heals our soul. And it's important for us to have it close. So especially this project is about supporting this huge place, El Centro de Documentación de Son Jarocho, which is a center that supports the music and that works to bring people together and to keep alive all the traditions and the folklore and the music through the a través de las generaciones, no? So yeah, we wanted to give homage to that people and to that music.
That's really beautiful. And I'm not Mexican myself. I'm from Guatemala. So I don't really know the connection or what's in Guanajuato. Entonces, ¿por qué fue tu razón de ir a Guanajuato y hacer esto?
Teníamos muchas opciones. We had many, many different options. But the people from Guanajuato, they invited us. They said, like, come to Guanajuato, please. And they opened the doors for us, and they put all the las facilidades, ¿no? Ellos nos facilitaron poder usar las calles, poder usar lugares emblemáticos, lugares hermosos. Ellos nos ayudaron a que pudiéramos invitar a músicos. They helped us to bring musicians, many people to the streets and to have all the permissions. So that was the reason, like, we said, okay, yes, let's go.
It's so beautiful. I love how you just get in there with the people. You are on the street level. You know, typically performers are on a stage looking down on the people, but no, you're at eye level with everybody.
Yeah, you know, we were having la banda sinfónica del estado de Guanajuato, tuvimos a la estudiantina de la Universidad de Guanajuato, a la rondalla Santa Fe de la Universidad de Guanajuato, estudiantes de la Universidad de Guanajuato, la estudiantina femenina de Alicante, España también, que estaban viajando a Guanajuato. O sea,
wow,
tuvimos, mucha gente que se armó. O sea, yo me gusta pensar que el universo se nos alineó para que fuera de esa manera, para que tuviera tanta alegría, ¿no?
Sí, eso es cierto. Y se parece, y la energía se pasa sobre el video a la gente.
Así es, sí, es maravilloso y mágico, sí. Fue muy bonito.
Y también cuando estaba viendo una de tus sesiones, cuando estabas en On the Rooftop con tu guitarra y con mi trompeta, me ocurrió algo que así fueron. ¿Cuántas canciones en este álbum? How many songs on this album were created with just you and the guitar? or was it more of a collaborative work?
On the first volume, it was Cuckoo-Roo-Cuckoo, probably a song that I played by myself with the guitar. And in the second volume, we have more of that. There's more of me and my guitar. And the rest is like the music, which is this huge thing that we made with Kiko Campos, el productor, y all the people involved, no? Los artistas invitados. Yeah, we have different genres. You can listen to ranchero, pero cumbia, bolero, balada, pop, balada ranchera. You can listen to different mixes, no, of the music in Un Canto por México.
Y es muy lindo porque yo, como no soy mexicano, no conozco la música. Yo crecí con marimba en Guatemala.
Ay.
Entonces, yeah. It's super beautiful, and I need to look up more bands on my part, you know. Sí. But to hear another culture, Mexicanos, you know, we're here in Los Angeles. A lot of people I know are Mexicanos. Entonces, de escuchar un álbum de ti que explora todos los sonidos fue una lección para mí. It was a big lesson for me.
Yeah, for me as well. For me as well. It's been, a beautiful process. We have learned so much, and still, you know, and one of the most beautiful things about this project is to see I love talking about this bridge between these both universes, you know, like it's like people from the city and people from Veracruz putting together their talent and doing and making wonderful things, you know, together. It's a whole community working together for this project. So I believe that is the reason why it is so exciting when you listen to it. I was listening to them, to a woman here in my house that is part of my family. She cooks for us, and she stays. They live here with us in the house, and she was telling me the other day, I was listening to the music that we're mixing. We're in the process of mixing the tracks for the second volume. And she was telling, I don't know why, but something happens to my body. It feels like something. It's in there, and then I just get goosebumps in my body. And I am like, you feel that? Because I feel it as well. And she's like, yeah, why is that happening? Like, what does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not very sure. I can't put it in the mind. But I believe that it's because there's so many people playing, singing, giving the heart into the tracks, that when you listen to that, you can feel that. You can feel the community and all the music together. Like, it's the balance and the organization of all that sound. It's so difficult to make that happen, because we're also like doing something that normally you don't see that in traditional music, Mexican traditional music, like to have a mariachi playing with son jarocho, like playing both together, no? But in this album, like you can go from son jarocho to mariachi to norteño to bolero to, you can jump into different things. Like, we broke the rules. So it's like a very, like it was big party. So
I think that feeling is also shock, because there's so many things going on.
Yeah. So it's very special, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I feel very, very, how do you say? Yeah, very fortunate that I am part of this project and I can experience this in my life, because it's a big lesson about how important is the teamwork, you know, like, and to what happens when you put everyone's talent and everyone's abilities and the things that so many people can bring into one thing, and it's just like, no, it's huge. It's like, wow.
Mm-hmm. So funny. And I think the facial expression expresses it really well.
Yeah.
You were telling me that you worked with a lot of people on here, and you also brought back some old friends to come sing with you. How do you go about finding these people to who to work with?
Well, first I wanted to have a person that would, okay. So this project was for at the very, very first moment, it was about having a huge concert to have the founding for rebuilding this community center in Jaltipan, Veracruz, right? This place that was damaged after the earthquakes in 2017. And that brings people together to play Son Jarocho and to live all the tradition around Son Jarocho. So this place was like made and was working, like the founders of this place are Los Cojolites, my close friends from this amazing band that I love and that is a great inspiration for me. And yeah, we were far when this happened. And when we got the news about this place, got affected for after this earthquakes, we wanted to help and to find a way of getting the money to rebuild it. So we started to work on this project until there was a moment like we didn't have the money, and we said, let's make a huge, huge concert in Mexico City so we can have people coming and they will pay a ticket and we will have all the people involved and the sponsors and everyone that is part of the show will be putting money on this project. So that was a huge thing for the project, and to have the fundraising thing that we needed. And after we started like preparing the music, I called Kiko Campos, which is the producer of this album and the concert as well, the director of the concert. And when we were listening to the music and the arrangements and what it was going to happen, we said, like, we cannot only make a concert. We should put this into an album that people can have it for siempre, no?
Uh-huh.
So the label were like, okay, we want to help as well. So we are going to give a percent from every album from the music into this project and to rebuild this place. So yeah, it wow. became huge, you know, it became huge. And we were recording the album at the same time we were preparing the show. So the album has almost all the inviters that are in the album, all the artists that are part of the album were singing with us in the concert, almost all of them. And so we record the album at the same time we were preparing the show. So that's why it is an album that has two volumes. That's why it's so much music, because we were having like 2 hours and a half, almost 3 hours of music.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You see, it became really huge.
Yeah, kind of like something that you're bigger than you imagine.
Yeah, of course. A lot of work, 3 years almost so far of doing this. It's, yeah, probably the biggest thing that I made. But it's not only me, and that's beautiful, you know?
Yeah, you get to share it.
Yeah, and that's a big and great lesson that I like to share with anybody that can hear it, that the amazing, lo increíble, the amazing about, how would you say that? The beautiful thing about sharing it and working as a big team. You know,
you hear the finished product and it's the music, crisp quality.
I think I never had that before, like in this, in esta magnitud, no? Before. Yeah, I was working music and albums and but projects, but never this huge.
Well, thank you for your hard work. I know you put a lot of love into it, and we as the audience receive it. It's big for us too. It's big for us too.
I want to, beautiful that the second volume is going to come out. We decided to put it out when we finished El Centro. So this place has been ha sido reconstruido al mismo tiempo que nosotros terminamos la música, y ellos van a terminar en mayo o junio. Wow. Y este lugar va a abrir sus puertas de nuevo, seguramente, para recibir familias, ¿no? Mientras que la pandemia lo permita, ¿no? Pero ese es el...
Ya mero.
Sí, ya mero.
Entonces, ¿me puedes decir por qué quisiste, why did you want to revisit Hasta la Raíz and give it this new spin under this context, bajo del contexto del Un Canto por México?
Hasta la Raíz es una canción que compuse con la intención de no olvidar mis raíces, justamente, de no olvidar mi origen, ¿no? It's that song that I made with the intention of keeping in my memory all the time that the place where I grew up and all those different things that make the construction of the person that I am. So I didn't want to forget that, even though I knew that I was probably gonna go very far away from my house. And it's very funny because that song, in a way, now is a bridge between my house, which is Veracruz, but also my house, which is the stage and the concerts, you know, like those two places are my places, you know, like this is where I really feel like so libre, you know. So this time I wanted to give it the vibe of Veracruz, and I wanted people to feel the sound of Veracruz, and I needed to have the cojolitas for that, and I wanted them to be part of this track and to put their music and their vibe and their energy into this track. And it's beautiful. It's just like it becomes like a party and super powerful when they appear. So, and I love that you can hear like the song Jarocho, how like it's just like rompe la cuerda.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite songs of you from all time. Ya mero terminamos con la entrevista. Tenemos un poco de tiempo aquí en el Zoom. Quisiera terminar con unas preguntas un poco más relajadas, un poco más que, so we can get to know you a little bit more. Entonces,
Ah,
la primera, son fácil, son fácil.
sí, oh.
Do you like coffee or do you prefer tea?
I love coffee. I am a coffee person.
Con un poco de azúcar.
Pero soy muy estricta con el café.
¿O oh,
Entonces,
sí?
si no cualquier café me gusta.
Y ahora, ¿cuál es tu comida favorita? What's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food? Well, of course, Mexican food is one of my favorite, but also I love Thai food. It's one of my favorite.
¿Te
When
gustan
I
los
was
duros o la
before,
sopa?
everything. Me gusta la sopa, me gusta el pad thai, me gustan los rollos, me gustan I love the combination of the flavor, you know, of curry, los vegetales, el agridulce, el postre de mango con arroz, o sea, la Thai food es como. Y mi sueño, uno de mis sueños, es viajar algún día a Tailandia, nunca he ido.
Oh, wow, pues ahí para que alguien que quiera a darle un regalo de cumpleaños a Natalia.
El Tom Yum Soup, me encanta no, bueno, la mezcla del coco con el curry,
Sí.
no, bueno.
La próxima pregunta, next question. Are you a pet person? ¿Eres una persona de mascotas?
Mucho. Tengo como 8 perros y 4 o 5 gatos, no sé.
Wow.
Tenemos gallinas.
Una granja.
Sí. Me encantan. Amo los perros y amo los gatos.
Wow. Yo tengo un perito, acabo de agarrar uno,
Sí, me
adopté.
encanta.
¿Cuál es una de tus películas favoritas?
Bueno, tengo muchas, pero por ejemplo, una que me viene a la mente, Los sueños de Kurosawa, que son
Oh,
varios
no.
cuentitos.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I gotta look it up. Los sueños de Kurosawa.
Ajá.
Okay. Recommendation from Natalia.
Sí. Me
última
gusta mucho
pregunta.
también una película que se llama Cold War, Guerra Fría. Es hermosísima.
Okay, I'll look that one up too.
También, sí.
Última pregunta, ¿cuál fue un disco? What was it, an album that you couldn't stop listening to when you were a little girl?
Bueno, recuerdo el debut de Björk, fue un álbum que marcó toda una etapa que me inspiró muchísimo, que dije, wow, yo quiero hacer algo así algún día. Como,
Wow.
sí, fue una gran, gran, gran inspiración ese álbum.
Qué bueno
Sí.
de saber. Pues ahí están,
También
ahí
hay
estamos.
otro disco también, que sigue siendo de mis favoritos de escuchar hasta la fecha, el Mama's Gun de Erykah Badu.
Pienso
Es de mis
que
favoritos.
yo vi eso cuando, when you did the What's in My Bag from Amoeba.
Ah, claro, sí, pues es un álbum que sí tengo varios, pero ahorita que me acuerde así como que me hayan marcado así.
Wow, pues muchas gracias Natalia, de verdad fue un gran honor de to talk to you. Ever since I started interviewing artists, I always wanted to interview you, so es un buen modo de terminar la semana.
Qué bien, me alegra muchísimo. Muchas gracias.
Y otra vez felicidades con tu álbum y te deseo mucha suerte con tu próximo álbum y que ya mero, I hope your studio is almost finishing. I'm really
Sí.
happy about that.
Muchas gracias, un saludo.
Adiós, Natalia.
Buena vida.
Have Igualmente. Hopefully we get to meet one day.
And, yeah.
Out for Thai food.
Yes. Stay life. Thank you.
Tengas un buen día, Natalia, y fin de semana también.
Chao.
Chao.